Teda Od, Pashas Truma, page Pei, first column, second paragraph. Okay, now the Rebbe is explaining that in order for the Hashem to have this concept of wanting to come down, since him into the world, it's through Teda. And that's what he says, they nurse from the mother, that's Teda Shebal Peh, and then when the Jew makes the awakening from below, that causes the awakening from above, the small face versus the large face, and then Hashem comes back down. But the beginning of the Maimi, he started with the Pasuk, that the Yidden say to Hashem, why can't we be like brothers again, like it was in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, meaning equals, that Hashem came down and we were up. So he says, through Teda, that's how you accomplish it. So he says, and we need to understand, how is it possible to say by Hashem that we're nursing from in other words, simply put, how in the world can our learning Teda affect Hashem l'mayla? Okay, we're saying by us learning Teda that causes Hashem to want to come down like between the kruvim, whatever. He says, how do we have any effect on Hashem? The shepherd of the Yidden, my sister, my friend, and the Medrash says it means parnasasi. Hashem says the Yidden are the parnasa, the sustenance of Hashem. The Yidden give Hashem sustenance. Yisrael mefanesim shava alavim sheba shemayim. The Yidden support their father in heaven. Like we say by korban, as korban ilach mi, Hashem says the korban is my bread. It doesn't mean Hashem's bread. Now, bread by a person keeps the neshama in the body. You don't eat chas v'shalom. That's it. You're finished. So, what does food do? Food keeps the neshama in the body. What does it mean? Korban is teira is Hashem's food. By giving Hashem, feeding Hashem, Hashem stays in the world. Just like the neshama stays in the body through food, so Hashem stays in the world. The same thing, what we sustain Hashem above. To bring down the infinite level of Hashem into the ten spheres of Atzilus. Which are called bodies. And as relatively speaking, is where Hashem comes in a limited form into ten spheres. Starting up again. Because even the level of Chochmah has no comparison whatsoever to Hashem. And therefore, that this infinite level of Hashem should come down into the world in a dressing way, so to speak, internalized, is and this is a remarkable concept, by the way, that only Chassidus explains. That, and it's only, again, clear because Hashem wanted it this way. Otherwise, Hashem is not bound by anything. Hashem doesn't need us. But Hashem says, what keeps me in the world is what you do. Da malamayla, whatever goes on upstairs, is from you. Or another part, Hashem tzilch, Hashem is your shadow. So the Maggid said, the shadow doesn't go... The person doesn't go where the shadow goes. The shadow goes where the person goes. So the same thing, Hashem is our shadow, meaning the way we go, that's how Hashem reacts. So Hashem set up the world in such a way that what we do makes it or breaks it if Hashem is connected to us or not. So we have a koyach, we have a power as Yidden to bring down the infinite through our actions, Torah, mitzvahs, whatever, to bring down the infinite level of Hashem to come into the finite world.
Sometimes we say that, it doesn't matter. Like, a bug over here is a child to somebody in Australia.
Right.
Like sometimes there is not. Sometimes.
That's the way it is by law, so to speak. In math,
yeah.
Finite compared to infinite is less than a small bug compared to us. That's the way it is in reality. But Hashem said, this little bug makes it or breaks it for me. is because Hashem said so. Yeah, mathematically or conceptually, our action should have absolutely no effect on Hashem. Just like the action of a bug at the other end of the world does not affect me. So how much infinitely so? Because that's finite and finite. Here we're talking about finite and infinite. For sure it has no... But Hashem says, yes, it does. That's the void. Hashem says, this is lachmi, this is my bread. You guys do Torah mitzvahs, I come down from the infinite into the finite. And like Siddhas explained, the Rebbe says many times, the fact that we're the one that do it, if a person doesn't, so he gets top level in it, because he brought it down. And as when a Jew does Torah mitzvahs, they, me, you, brought this level of godliness into the world, so who gets top level of it, first right, so to speak? The Jew that does it. He said, "Vizesh, because this is what the pot is practical, sir." Okay, good. Hey, ne'alekenu zekivinu loy. This is our Hashem. That simply means we hope for Him. Pirshanu emshechinu eisei. We bring the kivinu loy. It's interesting. Normally, the simple pshat of the pasuk is, "This is Hashem that we hope for." Kivinu loy. But he says, "Kav is the level of tzimtzum into the world." He says, "Zeh Hashem kivinu loy." We bring Hashem into the world, into the kav, into the. He says, "Sha'anu imshachnu eisei b'chinas kavin," in the three pillars of the world, "Hainu slab she'aser b'esus fidus hanechlokim legimel kavin." That's split up into the three levels of chesed reyamina chesed on the right, gvur on the left, the body in the middle, meaning Torah avodah gemilas chesedim ukenegdam gimel b'chinas teira avodah gemilas chesedim. So he says like this. Now, a Jew does it, they bring down the infinite level of Hashem. You do a mitzvah, learn Torah, the infinite level of Hashem comes into the world. We don't see it. She says, "Ma lo'osid yigalu kol hamshachis." When Mashiach comes, then we're going to see all that we accomplished. In a practical language, now it's in a trust fund. The money is there. Everything is there, all the revelations are there, we just don't see it. It's not usable yet. Mashiach comes, what's going to happen is all the revelation, everything we accomplish now during Galus is then going to be revealed. And he says, "Achmash and Amayenik Mistayime," but this that it says in nurses in the mother's breast, "Hu Bechinas Teresh Shebal Peh," that's Teresh Shebal Peh. And now the Alter Rebbe is saying like this. There's Avicha and Imecha, father and mother. So he says, Teresh Shebiksav is called Musar Avicha. Teresh Shebal Peh, Nikra Teresh Imecha. There's a pasuk that says, Leisasur, Shmabani, there's a pasuk, Shmabani, Musar Avicha, listen, my son, to the admonishment of your father, don't forsake the Torah of your mother. So what's the father and mother here? Musar Avicha, Torah Simecha. So Chassidus explained, it's Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. Shema b'ni Musar Avicha, your father, that's the love of Torah Shebiksav. Altitash Torah Simecha, like you said before, nursing from the mother is Torah Shebal Peh. Why? It's very simple. Torah Shebiksav is brief. I mean, 24 books, but it's, you know, limited. And Teresh Shebal Peh is just broadening it in an infinite way. The father gives a little seed, and the mother broadens it in 9 months. So Avicha is Teresh Shebiksav, and Imecha is Teresh Shebal Peh, because what does Imecha do? She takes what the father, the husband gives, and she broadens it. What is Teresh Shebal Peh? You take Teresh Shebiksav, and you broaden it into the oral Torah. He says, in Teresh Shebiksav, everything's only a hint. You know, it doesn't, don't do work on Shabbos. I mean, that's it. And you have a whole tons of gemaras and then halachas about it. So, k'meish of mazriya tipa. Just like we said, the father gives the tipa, the seed, and the primary growth of the fetus is in the mother. The same way, the detail properly is Teresh Shebal Peh. Haino deraisa teresha b'ksav mi chochma nafka, which is called Abba. But deraisa mi chochma nafka, right? The chochma. Chochma is the level of Av. Bina is the mother, broadening it. Teresha b'alpe is b'chinas bina nikra ima. Okay, so he says, bina ikir is galas. Okay, so what's Alter Rebbe saying over here? He asked the question, what we started today. How is it possible that through our learning Torah and mitzvahs, whatever, we're able to bring down, force Hashem, so to speak, to come down from the infinite into the finite? So he starts explaining, because what we do is the Hashem's parnasa, lachmi bread. Just like in order for the Nesham to stay in the body, you need bread, food. So the same thing, Hashem, in order to stay in the world, you need food. So he says, Hashem set it up in a way that we call the shots, and therefore we could bring it down. And then he says, these are the two levels, Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebiksav is called Avicha, Torah Shebalpeh is called Aim, the mother. And therefore, when it says before that you nurse Mishdei Imri from the breasts of the mother, it means Torah Shebalpeh. Being the Ik, it is Galus Tainag Me'aseichu. What? What? The one-liner. The dino comes from Seichel is Babina. When do you enjoy learning? When you understand it properly, that's Bina. Right? Bina is under Tainug, enjoyment. That's why wine, which is Bina, is Tainug. Enjoyment, because it's understanding. Like it says in the pasuk of Avad Alevi Hu Do Atika, and that's what it says. Yainik Mishtei Imre Davke Shachol Uva Meshashay Alat. The milk of the mother makes is pleasant for the kid. Ange makes him feel good. By days and Nimshach Menu Yisbarak Gili Atainu BeGaneda, and that causes the revelation of Tainu BeGaneda. Lias Nanim Iziv Ashchina. To enjoy the Shechina, like this says in the Zayah, Hashem comes l'shtasheyem tzadikaya began Eden. Hashem comes to play it means to play with the neshamas in Gan Eden. What does it mean? It means that's the tainu that exists of the revelation of Hashem in Gan Eden, because like Dalet Rebbe brings down the beginning of Tanya. The Torah we learn in this world is the food of the neshama in Olam Haba, in Gan Eden. And the mitzvahs, we do garments, those are the garments for the Neshama Gan Eden. The Neshama Gan Eden also needs food and clothing, spiritual, obviously. So that's the Torah mitzvahs. V'akoi de'esek ha-Torah, u'kemai merazal, kol ha-shein ha-lochus b'chol yeim. Whoever learns ha-loch every day, mov techlo yishu ben Olam Haba, is promised to be ben Olam Haba. Why? Because that's what causes it to happen. Learning Torah causes ha-lochus to be revealed in the world. Okay, then the pasuk continues. This pasuk means yiten chokach. So he says, bottom line is that the Yidden at the time of Golus say to Hashem, listen, we don't have a base of Migdash, we don't have the Kruven that normally causes Hashem to be revealed in the world, but now it's Dalet Al Mishal Alocha, like the Gemara says. Where is Hashem now? In Torah. So basically, that's what we're saying. Mi yiten chokach li Hashem, come and be our brother again. How could we do it? Because that's because we make Hashem parnasim. But then the pasuk continues and says, "Em socha b'chutz, I will find you outside." There goes a bali asokim, business people. They can't sit and learn a whole day. Some people have to make a living, by the way. Afo pishiyav shalom nasik b'teira tamid. Even though it's impossible for business people to learn teira a whole day, shiyav b'chinas yenik shtei imei. So l'cheira, how do they connect? They don't have this learning a whole day to get Torah Shebaalpeh from the mother. And Pasuk says, I will still find you in the outside, meaning outside the world of Torah, in business. In fact, there's a remarkable ayem yem. One of the Rebbe said to Rebbe Elia, who was a businessman, he said, I'm jealous of you. So you're in the marketplace, and yet between customers, you say some tilim, or you learn, it is. He says, I think I'm jealous of you, because, I can't do that. And he says, we find by Hashem also the expression of Kainah. Like William Baruch Kainah, you know, in the Kiddush Lebanon that we say. What is Kainah Shemayim Va'oretz? Va'amir Azal. And Chazal says, Shemisha Kinyanim Kana Kari Baruch. Hashem acquired five things. Hashem created the world in 6 days. And the seventh day he rested. And every Shabbos is called the seventh day. The Cheda, if last week's Shabbos is called the seventh day, how could this Shabbos be seventh day? It should be the 14th day and 21st day and the millionth day, whatever. He says, Chedech Shaila Krasi Shabbos is the Achshav. Yemashvi, Dr. Rebbe said, how can you call today that Shabbos is the seventh day? It's tens of thousands of days from the beginning of creation to this Shabbos, yeah? And yet this Shabbos, we say, Yemashvi. The Eichi called it a Shabbos Yemashvi. So he says, the Indian is like this. It's very interesting. Dr. Rebbe is asking, it's simply a very simple question that nobody even thinks about. You know, we say Shabbos in the seventh day, the 100,000th day, whatever. And it says in the pasuk, "Sheishes yamim," that Hashem created the world in the 6 days. Those are midas olyenis. Shebehem v'hal yodan hayu esavas ha'ilumis. That through the midas. Okay, in fact, we say in Kiddush, it's from the Seres Adibis that we just read in Yisrael. It says, by Shabbos, ki sheishes yamim os Hashem. Simply it means, in 6 days Hashem made heaven and earth. We must end on the seventh. But it doesn't say, b'sheishes yamim. Grammatically, it should say, b'sheishes yamim, in 6 days. It doesn't say, in 6 days. It says, 6 days God created. So Chassidus in Kabbalah Zayah explains that what it means is, the 6 Svidus that are called Yom, actually created the world. Meaning, Chesed created Sunday, Vodah created Monday, and so on. Yom Rish and Yehi Ard is the level of Chesed. And then, Be'yem HaShabbos, Aliyosim L'Shoshim L'Mukedim L'mayla Mayla. So what happens on Shabbos, like the Rebbe used to explain a lot in the Fabrega, Vayichulu HaShemayim V'Oret, for Vayichulu simply means it was finished, completed. Chassidus explains Vayichulu is the word Kiloyin, longing. What happens on Shabbos, the world goes up to a higher level. In other words, 6 days the Svidus are coming down, and Shabbos the world elevates itself to a higher level. In the six days of the work, the six Midas come into the world divided to refine it, separate Klipa from Kedusha and so on. It's the elevation of the world, which is the level of Malchus, which exists only in Malchus. Meaning like this, Chassidus explains, the whole purpose of creation, means to refine the world. There's Kedusha, right? There's complete evil that you negate. The things that are permissible, so we need to elevate the sparks of Kedusha. So like we learned many times, there's a in Klipas Noiga, in the neutral level of evil, so there's the spark of Kedusha that's not bound to the evil, so it's loose. So when we use it, L'Shem Shemayim, we actually take out the spark of Kedusha, we elevate the Kedusha, and then the world, the Klipa of it, spiritually disintegrates. So the whole Aveda of the weekdays is boiled, the Malach of selection, refining, separating good from bad. Shabbos, we learned, Beder is forbidden. You're not allowed to select Shabbos, bad from good. Right? So what does that mean? Shabbos, the world is in a level that it's refined. Because the world is elevated on Shabbos to a higher level, so therefore you don't need, you're not allowed to do worldly things. Like we learned, it doesn't mean Hashem worked 6 days and rested on it. Hashem didn't work. Hashem created and stopped creating. So what happens when a person creates, a person works, they get tired. Why do they get tired? Because the power of the neshama that you have goes into the thing that you're doing. So eventually you need to rest to get it back, right? That's why you need to sleep. To get back the keichas that you left out. So that's the level of Shabbos. Shabbos is the level of Elokus that comes down into the world. In the six spheres, creating world. Chesed, Gvur, Tevet. Malchus, which is Shabbos, that's the way the world becomes, Vayechulu HaShemayim, it becomes elevated to a higher level than before. And he says, okay, let's skip the parentheses. Yeah, because the means is that every Shabbos, the seventh attribute, Malchus elevates the world to a higher level. In other words, we're not talking about seventh day of creation. We're talking Yom Hashvi means the seventh attribute. Yom means day. The Sfiris, the Midas are revealing godliness. That's why they're called Yom. So what happens is, every time there's Malchus, so Malchus elevates the world. So we're not talking about the seventh day of creation. We're talking about the cycle of time and place that a Jew utilizes and then elevates it.
First 7 days equal for the 10th 7 days?
The first 7 days were actually 24-hour, seven-day periods.
I know. Is this 7 day equal to this 7 day?
Yeah. No, every week goes higher. The world keeps going. It's supposed to go higher and higher.
So the first 7 days is not equal to the 10,000 7 days.
Again, in physical sense, it's the same 7 24-hour day periods. There are commentaries, by the way, that want to say, to answer the age of the world, that the first 7 days were not 7 days of 24 hours, they're 7 days of a million years. I don't know, whatever. But the Rebbe refutes that. The Rebbe said the word Yom, at the beginning of Chumash, has to mean the same word Yom means at the end of Chumash. Why should here mean 10,000 years and here means 1 day? It doesn't make sense. It can't be like that. So the Rebbe refutes that opinion and says, no, the 24-hour day, but every time the world becomes higher. Okay? A person has a birthday and then they become a new level, correct? So that new level means you go higher than you were the year before. Every day a person is supposed to be better than the year before. Every Rosh Hashanah, the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, comes down a new revelation of Elokus that never existed before. So the world is constantly higher. And that's why we're building, it's accumulative. And that's why we're midgets compared to the early generations who were giants, but only we can bring Mashiach and not them because we're standing on their shoulders. In other words, it's accumulative. So even in the life of a Jew, every day is supposed to be better than the day before. You're a day older, supposedly a day more mature, a day smarter, another day to accomplish. But you're not starting from scratch, you're starting accumulatively from what you had before. And you find that, interestingly, in creation. L'chaira, if Hashem recreates the world every second, so we shouldn't age. We should be a second old. If Hashem revives the world every second, so then we're all babies. I mean, we're a day old. What's the answer? Hashem recreates the world adding to what accumulative what you were before. So he's recreating it, but in a higher level. Now 2 days, 3 days, a year, 10 years, 100 years. Okay, Zelva Yuchula Shemaim Lotin calls the Nafshi. Luchadeidi Likras Kala Boyichalo. And therefore, and the bracham after Shemoneh Esrei Friday night, you know, the mini repetition, we say, Kainei Shemayim Va'aretz. By the way, Kainei Shemayim Va'aretz, when you say at the beginning of Shemini Esrei, Kainei HaKol V'Zeicher Chazdeya, Kainei HaKol doesn't mean he acquired everything. You look in the English, the translation, Kainei also means created everything. But by creating it, he acquired it. Because if I made it, then it's mine. Okay.
Thank you so much.